What's up, guys? I think it's time to ring in the new year. What do you say?
Oh, good one, Jamie.
We're talking about Ring, of course. Ring Video Doorbells, a proud sponsor of the Latinos Allowed podcast. And check it out. So much happens at our front doors, and that's the one thing that definitely hasn't changed these days while we're on lockdown. Look, at my house, I'm getting more random people knocking on my door. You know, just the other day, you know, I just said that I got engaged. So there was someone outside my door with a charcuterie board. I'm like, I didn't order any charcuterie board. Like, there's not a charcuterie board delivery spot around my way.
Do you want to tell everybody what a charcuterie board is?
It's
Maybe
just a bunch
just.
of small meats and fruits and crackers. It's actually, you know, quite good. But I found out that my sister had ordered it for me as an engagement gift. But I, because of the ring, I could see who was out there. You know, I was like, I don't know this person. If I would have just looked through my keyhole, I would have been suspicious. But I saw that they were holding, you know, a bunch of delicious little snacks for me. So if I didn't have the ring, I probably would have just not been able to eat that. So, you know, thank you, Ring, for that. I got to get that gift. Frank, I know you also get a lot of food deliveries.
Yeah, talking about food. Well, you know, since I've been where I plan my meals and I get my breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to my house, and you know, going to the gym and moving around my neighborhood, right in the ring, the guy, delivery guy usually pops up and I'm there in 5 minutes. So it's been so helpful for me.
You'll never miss a visitor, whether it's your neighbor, your dinner, or your groceries. You can keep all your cap packages and deliveries safe. Rachel, how are you using your ring?
Well, I love having the Ring video doorbell, and I've actually added some Ring security cameras around the house too. I just got another Ring indoor video cam, and I'll tell you why. We have one on Benji's crib, which is great because it keeps us feeling safe throughout the night, and I can monitor him and go in the other room and do what I got to do. But now that we're distance learning, so the little one is downstairs, and I don't always have all hole on him. Sometimes mommy's got to feed the other one or do something on another level of this house. So I got another Ring video doorbell, black, put it downstairs. So mommy has all hole all the time. And little homie was cutting class. I saw him on the Ring video cam the other day. There was art class happening and he was somewhere playing with the train. So boop, I went right on my app and I was like, excuse me, art class, and nipped it in the bud. Thank you very much, Ring.
Yeah, and right now you can get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit at ring.com/loud. This baby comes with Ring's Video Doorbell 3 and the Chime Pro, the perfect way to upgrade your front door and start your Ring experience.
And Valentine's Day is coming, people. So if your girl's expecting a ring, here's how you can fulfill her dream. Just get her a Ring video doorbell. Go to ring.com/loud and tell them Latinos Out Loud sent you. Well, Prospero Año Nuevo to everyone, right? Hello. You guys, very important question. What actions have you taken thus far towards your New Year's resolution? I will go first. Now, at first I was gonna say, one of the generic resolutions, lose weight, give more oral sex, stuff like that. But I actually am gonna go with something more challenging, and I have been taking action toward laying off the green a little bit, believe it or not.
What?
I didn't say quit, okay? I
Okay, all
just
right.
said
Lay it off a little.
taking a little step back, a little shuffle step, chook, chook, little shuffle back, a little brake pad,
You're doing it right when New York is gonna make it like legal for recreational.
So then
Nice
maybe I'll go
timing.
back. I'll probably go back, my friend, and hopefully, I could time it right so it's like 2022-ish when it really goes into effect. So at least I have a year. What about you, Frank?
Oh man. I mean, so much happened in 2020. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like we have so much work to do. I hope that
As a society? Now you're getting deep.
not just us
More like
Latinos,
us. Oh, like us
Latinos
three?
all
Oh, yeah.
Latinos in general. We like,
All Latinos, all our
yeah, we need
Latinos
to get
have
like
a
culture.
lot to do.
Like, yeah, we got a lot of work to do. I think that's my motto for 2021. We got a lot of work to do.
So are you taking action towards that? And if so, what are they?
Being on this show right here, expressing my, you know, expressing myself with you guys and what's going on and what's going on around us. That's it.
So you're going to turn up the dial on Frankspiracy for 2021? Is that what you're saying?
You know, I'm always going to bring it. You know,
I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready, Jamie. How could the dial possibly be turned up anymore on what you do?
Just hey, she's going
to pop up. Put down the green, Rachel. Relax.
Jamie.
My resolution was to try to stay off Zoom.
What?
I was on Zoom too much, but look, I'm already breaking my resolution. I'm doing the show, which is on Zoom. And after this, I'm probably gonna have to talk to my mother on Zoom. Tomorrow, I have a yoga class on Zoom. So yeah, Zoom, I'm already breaking my resolution. What else is new?
Why don't you just cut out the OnlyFans Zooming? How about that? You just cut that one
off. Oh, damn, that's my income, girl. Ah! Yo, don't mess with my money, girl.
It's the Latinos Out Loud Podcast.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! It's again?
Yo,
Clarify
that season 9 doesn't mean that we've been doing this 9 years.
Correct.
Right? No. We're not going to celebrate a decade's worth of podcasting next year. No. Our seasons are kind of like the seasons, like the weather seasons, right?
Like it's the fall, equinoxes. The equinoxes. Right.
Like the equinox, right? not the gym, but the
equinoxes. Autumnal. Right. Yeah.
Autumnal, winteral, and summeral. Yep. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we have like 3 seasons in a year. So technically, this is we don't even know the year technically, the actual years, but we do know this is our 9th season. The way we do seasons
of the Latinos Out Loud Podcast, baby. Back for 2021. What's up? What's good? What's hood? It is your friend. Till the end, you know this. You know I'm going to be your friend till the end, but my name is Rachel La Loca.
Here.
This is your dude with a tood, Jay Ferns.
Here. And this is Frank Spiracy Nibs.
Yep, there it is. Frank Spiracy Break a Pattern Nibs is here.
What up, y'all?
Wow, guys. Wow. It's good to be back. Does it feel like a new year? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of crazy shit has already happened this year in the world. So it does feel like something happened. Something's changed. But
yeah.
You Frank, know. Does it feel like a new start or anything new for you?
Good question, Rachel. Listen.
Oh, thanks.
No. This 2021, honestly, is just about ascension. I'm going to keep on from last year. We're ascending, man. We're going to get better. That's the way I see it.
We're going up.
We're going up.
All the way up. Like, all the way up. No one can stop us. We all the way up. Like that? Man.
Yep.
Something did happen to me that changed in 2021. I got engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in battle? Or, like, what are you?
Yeah. I got engaged in a Twitter war, okay? With my former homegirl. No. I got engaged to now I have to say fiance all the time. Shout out to Fatima. I put a ring on it, and I'm not talking about Ring Video Doorbell, but yo, you need to get that too. You need to go out and get that too, okay? Sponsored, one of our sponsors, Ring Video Doorbell. But I did put another ring on it.
So organic. That was so organic. It was so organic. Yeah. It was like Trader Joe's organic.
I got on one knee, and I did the deed, you know?
Wow.
And I did it right in between 2020 and 2021. I tried to do it like 15 minutes before 2000 and before the ball dropped, because I wanted to see the ball drop. But I had like some family on Zoom as it was happening. And my mother.
Question, did your balls drop? I just want to know if that ball also dropped during this process.
Maybe, because my voice changed in the middle of it. It sounded like my balls dropped. I got real.
I'm sorry to interrupt your moment.
Oh my goodness. Rachel and her sparkling wit. Thanks again. 2021.
Dropped 2021.
Rachel's coming off with those off the cuff remarks.
Sorry about that. It won't happen again.
That was worth it.
All right. Have your moment.
So continuing on, I wanted to do it before the ball dropped, and then I had my family, and I had some family on Zoom though. Like, you know, they all wanted to see us the ball drop together, but they knew that I secretly was going to do what I was going to do. So they were like waiting. But my mother gets on with my father, and she doesn't know how to work Zoom. So she's literally like, boy, hey, can you hear me? I can't hear anybody. Hello? Nobody hears me? How do I hear you? She's doing this for like 15 minutes straight. So it was getting close to midnight. I'm like, look, I gotta start, because I had a video with like pictures of me and her that I wanted to show before the, you know.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, I had like a, you know, so I was just like, ma, just figure it out, you know. I think I muted her and like shut off the camera, and I was like, okay,
disabled microphone.
Exactly. And I played my video, and then I did the proposal. But so it ended up being, we missed the ball, actual, you know, the whole, you know, Ryan Seacrest,
4-3-2-1.
We missed that, but that ended up happening like at, you know, around 12:00. So me probably saying, "Will you marry me?" probably happened like around 12:01, 12:02. So it was still a good. It was still a great, you know, moment, and but a little bit, you know, it started in last year and the end of this year, so it was a little.
Literally, your love transcends time.
Exactly. Yeah. You get credit for both years, you know?
Yeah.
It was a good way to start the year. So yeah, it was, and yes, she said yes, if you were wondering.
That was my next question.
Yeah. there was a long discussion about it, and then eventually she agreed.
Glad she saw the benefits, and they outweighed the disadvantages, of course, and that's all a joke. God bless you guys.
Yes, sir.
And she liked the ring. She liked the ring, which is important. Oh, Any guy that gets a ring, you got to make sure it fits, and you got to make sure it's her style and that she likes it, and that she likes the style. So
What cut did you get for her?
What was your ring strategy? Tell us.
Right.
Oh, just, you know somebody who got, you know, a good deal off of their ring and go to that place they went.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
No, actually, I kind of had some stuff that she had told me through the years that she liked. And so there's another tip for guys. When your girl tells you something about stuff like that, you have to write it down. You know, that's a test. She's like, she just throws out her ring size randomly, you know, and she's just like, yeah, last time I measured, it was like 5 point something. You know what I mean? And you write that on you go to your phone and write that on your notes app. If she's like, I sent you this picture. This is a ring that I like. Someone else I know got this is a ring. And then you save that on your, you know, attachments on your email. And so I had all that information that I had collected throughout the years. So I was ready to go. I went into the jeweler and was like, what do you got that, you know, what's the best version of all this information I'm throwing at you? And he was like, I make you a good deal. Okay. Don't worry about it. All right. I won't rip you off. Okay. We're best friends today. Okay. All right. Don't worry about it. So, you know, but yeah, it was easier than I thought it would be. You know, it kind of happened very organically. And, it was actually a great, it ended up being, you know, like I said, I wanted to do it before the year ended. So I was glad that I made that. That was my goal. And I'm glad that I made that a goal, because I didn't want to like it to seep into next year. You know what I mean?
Congrats, Jamie. And your family was there. You coordinated everything so well. Wow. So congrats to you. You pulled it off. You did it.
Right.
I am an adult. I'm an adult official.
You did it. You're getting married. Oh, my God. Jamie's getting married, you guys.
Somebody's getting married.
Yay. Oh,
So you're all invited. You're all invited to the Zoom wedding.
Yeah.
Stay muted, Rachel.
How could I be muted if I'm the officiant?
Okay. Oh yeah. Rachel actually just she volunteered her services to be the officiant at my wedding. So.
I put the offer out there. It would be a great honor, one of the amazing honors. I'd like it on my tombstone, actually, because this would be something that I just want etched in history forever, for everyone to know that I officiated. But it's not something I need you to say yes to. Do not feel obligated in fulfilling a dream of mine. Okay.
Well, what threw me off is when you said you wanted it to be a live LOL episode as well. So that.
Why wouldn't we do a podcast and monetize your nuptials? That's like dumb to not. Like, it's a no brainer. Let's monetize the fuck out of your wedding.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding.
Well, look, anybody else have anything that happened to them recently that they want to talk about?
No. I have nothing.
Nobody else got engaged.
I got engaged in battle with a mouse. There was a mouse running up in here. But
that's, do you normally get rodents in your apartment?
Look, we're in Manhattan. I don't normally get rodents, so thank God. But like
Manhattan is like
every once in a while. You know,
I see mice in like Starbucks. Starbucks is downtown. It's like. And people just kind of don't react. They're just like, oh, great, a mouse.
Yo, but they're getting really like OD sinvergüenza. Like they're getting a little obnoxious. These mice are very like New York and rude. Like homeboy just comes out and looks at me and stares me down. Like,
where they hang out by like the stove usually? Where they hang out?
The stove.
They like to be around the stove. Yeah, you know what time it is.
They like the stoves.
Yeah, shit.
But I will say New Year's was actually a lot of fun. Like, okay, basically the holidays at home, I think that was the theme, right? Everybody holidays at home, right? Like nobody really went out and did anything crazy. So like, you know, Christmas home, New Year's home. I had the time of my life on both events, both days. I was able to stay home, chill. I drank so much. Word to the wise, don't drink a bottle of white wine and then go frying plátano maduros. Don't do that. And wearing like a crop top. Don't do it in a crop top or a sports bra either.
While on Instagram Live.
You know, on New Year's Eve.
Oh, you caught that? You caught a piece of that?
Of course.
You got to stay up late for her Instagram Lives. You got to be up at 2 in the morning.
I don't even remember sometimes. Actually, you know, Edgar the other day was like, yo, you talking to yourself up there? Like, no, I'm talking to 2 people on Instagram Live right now. And it's a lot of fun. But anyway, holidays at home was cool. On New Year's, you know what we did, you guys? Like, I got EM like a DJ set up for Christmas. And that had also a dual motive. One was because I really wanted to inspire him to get on the turntables. Because through the pandemic, you know, the live events business, it's dead. So he hasn't been out there spinning. So I'm like, get to spinning. We at home.
Do your thing.
So I got him this like table that can fold up and be traveled with when we could all travel again to DJ gigs and whatnot. Ooh. And the other motive behind it was that it organizes all of his shit. So I'm able to put everything in it. And it's like in his little DJ corner now. But for New Year's, we did not have the kids here because it's become this tradition where the grandparents want to be with their grandkids for New Year's. And we like turned the lower level of our apartment into a fucking club, yo.
Yeah,
like,
I saw that.
I went on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, shit. I did everything live, LinkedIn Live. Like I was live across the socials, just like bugging out and dancing to like old school reggae, drinking coquito. It was a lot of fun. He got to DJ.
Yo, you had all your chains on. I like that. You had like
I'm rocking chains. I'm rocking chains.
You had like 21. Had like 9 chains on, like back in the day. You had your 9 chains. Like, yo, you look mad Bronx. You look mad.
You look mad Bronx.
Like that shit. Yeah. You had like 9 chains with like you had like 2 name chains on, like back. Yeah.
So everything on like Slick Rick style. I threw every piece of jewelry that I owned on.
Yeah.
I have no recollection of that. That's amazing. But I saw pictures. But it was fun. So anyway, what are we talking about here? Like, it's 2021, guys. It's a whole new world at this point, right? Frank, did you transition into 2021? Like, what was your approach? Yeah.
I told you guys I was transitioning from 2020. I was coming 2021 with, you know.
You started January 1st, 2020.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, guys, hey, you know, I mean, look, we saw where I started, you know, what was it? January 6th. So, you know, shit popped off. It was official, you know what I'm saying? So, ain't nothing new, you know what I'm saying? So, that's how, you know, to me, how it started, you know what I mean?
Wait, what are you referencing? What are you referencing?
The rush to the Capitol.
I mean, the Capitol, the storming the Capitol. That's what they were
calling. I was watching it. I was watching it with a whole bunch of people, and I was watching it like talking with a Mexican American dude, and he was a Trump supporter. So as that shit was happening on TV, we were watching it together, and he was telling me what he thought was going on, and it was wild.
Yo, I mean, the cops, if you're gonna shit the bed, like that whole cop force shit the bed. It was like, how do you let people into one of the most, you know, what should be the most, one of the most secure places in the world, and people, and you got like dudes that just look like, you know, Johnny Trailer Park just walking in there like, hey, where's the bathroom, you know? It's like, where's right. the cops?
Hello? You know they're not a senator reporting to their office, you know what I'm saying? If they're not in a three-piece suit and one's holding a machete and the other a guitar, don't you think that's a problem here, Houston?
It looks like Dukes of Hazzard.
I made a joke online. I think, were they waiting for the riot gear that was like delayed from USPS? You know, because that's that, you know, everything's being delayed right now because the post office. So that would be believable. But I mean, yo, these guys just let these dudes, you know, just do what they want. And they didn't look like, you know, it wasn't like they were dealing with Navy SEALs. You know what I'm saying? They were dealing with guys who are already probably like half drunk. And all you got to do is just make, you know, they started macing them when they were in the Capitol building. It was like, no, you gotta do that beforehand. You gotta do something, you know, get a flamethrower or some shit.
Like when one guy walked in, the security guard was like, excuse me, sir, can you please put the marijuana out? Would you mind just ashing the marijuana? Like, don't you think that's a problem if somebody walked in with a blunt in their mouth or a joint in their mouth?
Yo, there was like characters about to do with the horns. And then the dude would put with his feet up on Pelosi's desk, and he was ripping up his mail. Like, there was like main characters, and they came out afterwards and were like having like conversations with news stations, and like they just walked away. This shit was like on some other shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, and these dudes didn't think they would get arrested. Like, I think they were surprised that they ended up getting arrested. You're on TV in the office of like Nancy Pelosi with your feet up and your chest out. And you don't think you're going to get arrested? It's like, yo, dude, I mean, somebody gave you the wrong advice that day.
It's like a conversation after the event. Like, what do you mean they had cameras there? You think we're going to get caught?
I thought this was like a private like thing. We were gonna, I didn't even know. A lot of them were like, they didn't think they were going to end up storming the Capitol. They were just there for a friendly, protest. And all of a sudden it was like, yo, you know what we should do? Yo, this might sound crazy, but you know what we should do? We should fucking storm it. We should go in here, you know, fucking get crazy.
That's a great idea.
God damn it, Jamie.
I think we should just fuck this place up. You know,
should we wear our hoods or should we leave our hoods at home?
I mean, YOLO, right? As Drake says. And because of this now, like, you know, they were talking about Trump was inciting them, because that same day he was like, I love you, all you people out there, I love you. He was like saying these are the people that were doing this. He was still professing his love for them. And you know, it's like, dude, we need you to like say something against this, right?
No, they
you know, now he's banned. Now he's banned.
They shut him down.
All, yeah, every from all social media
platform.
I think he's still, I think he can still write on LinkedIn.
Wow.
I think LinkedIn's the only one that hasn't banned him, but every other one.
Boring.
Like, he's gonna hit you up about his, you know,
Yeah, but what's stopping you
from getting anniversary?
Would you like to say congrats to Jamie? No, I don't want a pre-typed message. That's so cold and rude.
I don't want a pre-typed message from somebody who's like, it's like, it gets morbid. It's like, didn't this person pass away like 4 years ago? Why are they wishing me a happy job anniversary?
Why are they so active on LinkedIn and so not on Instagram? It's so weird.
But now you ban him. I feel like a lot of this is too little too late.
Yeah, right? With a week left.
12 days away or like 10 days away from being out of the job. And now all these people, even some Republicans are like, you know what? I'm not going to be with Trump on this one. I think I'm going to go against Trump on this one. Really? It only 3 years, you know, 12, you know, 11 months and, you know, 12 hours.
Yo, but what's stopping him from getting like a ghost account, you know, like Donald Frump at you know, Twitter? Like,
there's one already with a guy with a mustache, him with a guy with a mustache.
Is that what, because Francis is also hitting us up right now, our producer on the chat. She's saying that he did try to go on Twitter with another name and they shut it down. I don't know if that's true because Francis does. She has a bochinche stuff of her own. but that might be true. I wouldn't be surprised. But he has such an ego that he's going to want people to know that he's the one who's saying it. So, yeah, his ego must be suffering right now. But look, you know,
Melania, leave my phone alone. No, you cannot use my Twitter. No, you cannot use my phone, Donald, please. He's like a fiend right now.
Man,
he's fiending right now.
You know those people. We are friends with some of those social media fiends.
and yeah, exactly. And you know, and then they're trying to impeach him too. So he might even get impeached. But again, all this is happening in the like 11th hour. It's like, dude is about to like, you know, retire and go play golf for the rest of his life and shit.
So next
and now
time
it's like, hey, I'm gonna push back against this guy. This guy's wrong.
So he may not be our president next time we're talking over here.
Well, he might not be, yeah.
Maybe not.
A week or two earlier than, you know, than is scheduled. We'll see, but I don't know. But again, this is what's happening already. This is what happened in 2021. Everybody was using 2020 as this like barometer of like, man, I can't wait till we get out of 2020 because... But I think a lot of the stuff that people were so like stressed about in 2020 had to do with him and stuff that he did, even the virus, right? It was because he fucking was just like, yeah, it's just the flu. It's just the flu. I think the remedy is just to get him out, have him go somewhere, leave the country, do something else with your life. We don't want you anymore. And yeah. But happy 2021, y'all.
No doubt.
Yeah, well, new year, new bochicha bites. Huh? What do you say?
Let's go.
I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all day. Bochicha bites. I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all day. Bochicha bites.
What up, y'all?
Hey, Jamie.
What's up, man? What's good, brother?
How you doing?
Hey, bruh.
Come on.
What up, bruh? What up, bras?
Hey, what's up, bruh?
Oh, my God. Yes, the semi-annual sale is happening right now. Victoria's Secret. Oh, sorry. That was an inner thought.
It wasn't. Yeah, it's supposed to be a secret, Rachel.
Yeah, my bad.
So the bites will be a little shorter since we did go off talking about, the citizens storming the castle. But but on that same Trump tip, this is a mini bite. Somebody actually scrawled the word Trump on a manatee in Florida. This is like the most Florida man thing that could happen. A manatee, which is an animal. It's like what does a manatee look like? A manatee kind of, I guess, looks like almost like a walrusy without the...
I think it's like if a cute whale and a stingray had a baby.
And they hooked up, right?
Yeah, it's like an ugly thing that like floats. I guess some think it's cute. I guess they are cute. But well, they swim slow in the bottom of the ocean and shit.
A Floridian was just like, look, I need to like show my Trump love. And so he just scrawled it on the animal's back. So this animal has to have that mark on him And he doesn't even probably, he doesn't even know what he has on, you know, what that represents. But I feel bad. I feel bad. That's the worst form of animal abuse. You know what I mean?
That is like getting something tattooed in, let's say, Hebrew, you know, or a different language, and you being like a dick to the tattoo artist. So like the tattoo artist really tattoos something different on you, yeah, and you have exactly. that shit on there for life. That poor fucking manatee. Yeah. Poor little guy.
That's wrong.
Poor little guy. So hopefully he gets, hopefully that doesn't become a trend where like a lot of these Trump supporters start branding all these animals, you know what I mean?
Well, his manatee friends are not gonna fuck with him now. They're gonna be like, oh, you're a Trump supporter? I thought different of you, Clyde.
You're not the man T that I thought you were.
Jimmy! Jimmy!
Okay. So keeps Trump supporters away from SeaWorld. Okay. But yo, guys, this is a big bite, actually. Kim and Kanye got divorced since the last time we
Man. Oh, my God. No. No. Oh. Say it ain't so.
Finally, the Kardashians can't keep up with someone else.
Oh.
Couldn't keep up with Kanye. Nice. You got to keep up with Kanye, right? I think this was inevitable. I think Kim Kardashian, she needs to stop dating the rappers and the athletes, because obviously it hasn't worked for her. She needs to get, I don't know what the next step is in her relationship evolution, but she needs to find someone a little more down to earth. You know what I mean? Someone, you know, who's not all about them. Kanye's going to find somebody regardless, right? Because he's a billionaire. He's probably going to be dating himself for a while because he's in love with himself. But after that, I'm sure he'll find someone that, you know, will compliment him till death do they part, because that's what he needs someone
to. Huge. This is huge. This is big, man.
It's big. I mean, it's always big when a Kardashian is on the singles scene again. You know what I mean?
Right. But how many kids they have together? They have like 2-3 kids together.
They got two.
Four. I no, I think two? It's isn't it four? Because wait, or is it three?
Yeah, they have a few. I don't know how many. I think it's 2 or 3.
Obviously, we don't keep up well.
Right.
With the Kardashians.
Right.
I think that's the Kardashians. They've been able to still have like an extended family, even when they break up with someone. Like even when they had the show on and, you know, they were divorced. Like one of the Kardashians, she divorced the guy and he still was like a main cast member of the show.
Mad episodes. Mad episodes with homeboy. Yeah. Courtney's ex.
Yeah, I mean, you're still in the stratosphere. You're still in the Kardashian solar system. So you're never going to be too far away from them. And Kanye, I don't know. I mean, Kanye's always going through his own like drama, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Maybe he'll settle down with someone a little bit more conservative and I doubt it.
Up to him, man.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's crazy.
Speaking of more celebrity news, the actor Armie Hammer, do you know this guy?
Who's that?
Yeah, that's the stuff that I keep in my refrigerator so it doesn't smell.
Yeah, I know what it is.
He's an actor, right? He's been in Call Me By Your Name. He was in The Lone Ranger. Oh, he was in The Social Network. He played the two twins in The Social Network.
Okay.
The
Winklevoss twins.
Yes.
So he was in the news because some of his DMs came out, and his kind of pillow talk was very cannibalistic.
Ooh.
So a lot of the things he was saying was like, you know, I want to drink. I can't wait. I want to drink your blood. Like he was talking to different girls. A lot of it was like, I want to drink your blood. I want to F your brain.
The fuck?
I want to pick off your skin and eat it.
Ew, Armie Hammer.
So people have been calling, they're like, is this dude a cannibal now? So that's like the worst, I feel like, rumor. Like, it's like pedophile is worse. And then second is like, you're a cannibal. I don't know how he come. I don't know how he answers this.
This dude's like a vampire.
It is like a vampire, right? But I mean, I guess a lot of people have like really freaky sexual things, but
shit.
Did we see what the girl prompted? Did we see what the girl asked him? What?
No, the girl smartly, she just erased her end of the conversation.
Excuse me. There's two sides of the story. I don't know Armie Hammer, but I'm just saying. I don't want to just like shit on him real quick.
Are you gonna hammer me, Armie? Huh?
Well, what if she was on some like talk to me like if you were a vampire?
Right.
You know? What if she asked him like,
pretend that I'm like a piece of food? How are you gonna eat me? Right. You know, like it could have been something like that.
I love a good cannibal. Are you a cannibal? And then what if he was like, no, I mean, yeah, you know, I love cannibalism. Yeah.
Yeah,
but right. I mean, guys will do that, right? Guys will be like, I don't want this girl to be pissed at me, so I'm going to go along with it.
Yep.
I tend to be a cannibal for this convo. And then until I see the deal. And then after that, I'll be like, look, I just like regular top, you know, me on top, you on bottom stuff.
Right. I'm actually a vegetarian. I don't even mess with meat at all. Pescatarian, actually.
But I mean, so we'll see. We'll see what Armie Hammer, he still hasn't responded to this, but I think, you know, you just gotta be like, you know, you gotta go with Shaggy. You know, you gotta go by what Shaggy says, right? It wasn't me.
Oh,
it wasn't me.
Hey, that's my defense. If somebody catches me out there like that, it wasn't me. But we saw you. You saw your name was on the DM. It wasn't me. But it was from your personal Instagram. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Exactly. And
you put her in the meat freezer. It wasn't me.
You're an Oscar-nominated actor. That's the bites, y'all. Thank you.
Well, if that's the bites, then that means it's time for Frankspiracy News.
Live from La Gran Manzana, it's Frankspiracy News with Frank Nibs.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Frank. Oh, my God.
Hi, Frank.
Hey,
oh, my God. It's 2021, Frank.
Hey, so excited.
So wow. Exciting.
New year, new conspiracy theories.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I can't wait. This year is going to bring some beautiful, beautiful things for us.
What are you leading the year off with? What are you leading the year off with?
Well, I'm leading the year off with our minds. You know, it's all about our minds and our positivity and, you know, what we believe. We're going to make things basically what we put our minds to, okay?
Mm.
That's what it's going to be about. And this fake news is about our minds. Okay, this fake news is about...
Whose mind? My mind? Because I don't really want you in my mind right now. So if you could just
You need to mind your business.
Right.
What, son?
A lot of minds together could like really make really big moves in the world. Okay?
Mm.
And this fake news is called the 100th monkey effect.
Say okay? What?
The 100th monkey effect. Some people call it the 100th monkey syndrome. This is a test that was done in 1952, and scientists right now are looking at this test with the world the way that it's going, okay? This test was done in Japan on some monkeys. The monkeys are called the Japanese snow monkeys. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They always take baths in like spa-like, you know.
Hey, I don't watch those type of videos.
Nah, they're in the
Nature Channel. Yeah, you freak.
Nah, they're in the Nature Channel. Anyway, look, in 1952, they did this test, and scientists are looking at this test. Where these monkeys, they gave these monkeys sweet potatoes and they saw a female small monkey, okay, start taking the sweet potatoes and start cleaning off the sand off of the potato and eating it, which the other monkeys never did. And little by little, they started seeing that the other monkeys started doing the same thing, okay? But this is where it takes a turn. They kept the study from 1952 to 1958, and they started noticing that it started happening in other islands without those other monkeys ever going to those other islands. So this study is where the mind maybe starts transcending through telepathy and make other beings start doing other things. Okay, guys? This is where this 100 monkey syndrome comes into effect. And right now, scientists are calling it the evolution in conscious awareness. And this is where 2021 is going to, guys. Our minds are coming together. Rachel, like the beehive, remember?
Yes.
You get it? Now it's our minds are coming together, and there's going
to
be
all the bees. All the bees are going to communicate.
All the human beings. It's going to be a huge shift in consciousness right now. We're going to see a lot of
mind your beeswax.
And you know what I'm saying?
So 100 monkey. I mean, that's a lot of monkeys, though. Like, I guess they had a lot of. Did they have 100 sweet potatoes to lure them in?
Right, yo. They were the monkeys were learning little by little. This was a test, and they look at these monkeys, and they were learning little by little how to clean the sand off, and they just started transcending, and not only through physicality and seeing people do it, but then it started taking.
I don't even know how to clean sand off. Every time I go to the beach, I got like sand in my drawers for like days.
Remember the sandwiches with sand in them back in the beach, bro?
So gross, and you're chewing on it. It gets in your molars, and like 3 days later, you're still chewing on it.
We used to do it with the KFC. We used to get the KFC bucket and mass sand on all the chicken.
But that shit tasted good.
It still tasted good. Yeah, yeah.
Little crunchy, little onion crunch.
I don't think it's what the Colonel intended, but.
So guys.
It's interesting. So hold up a sec. I have a question. So the guy monkeys were too lazy to clean the potatoes. They were just like.
It was a female monkey, by the way. It was a
young don't make this about guy monkeys and female monkeys.
I'm asking the question to see if monkeys really do act like other beings that I know.
I mean, we're the closest things to monkeys, basically, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
True. Remember Planet of the Apes? You guys ever watched Planet of the Apes? You guys never watched the series of Planet of the Apes? It has a very close correlation to human beings. Mm-hmm. So this test right here that they did and scientists are looking right now is really how we're going to ascend and how we really connect. We're the closest things to monkey, guys, honestly. If you guys never see anything, for the young people out there, watch Planet of the Apes. That's one of the greatest series ever. It was from like from the 60s and the 70s.
Although humans are not prone to bite someone's face off. Except if you live in Florida, maybe Floridians.
Right. Oh, those are the chimpanzees. I've seen those documentaries.
With
man.
The bath salts, they do end up doing that.
Oh, those are bath salts in you. Oh, they get them on drugs, man. That's not cool, bro.
It's messed up.
So was this animal cruelty?
Yeah, man. Animal cruelty? They get those chimpanzees on drugs, and they start doing horrific things. I seen that documentary. I think it was on Netflix, man. Yeah, that was terrible.
What was it called? Monkey Business?
Some shit like that. I don't know.
Monkey trouble?
Something like that.
Monkey see, monkey do, people.
Yeah. But guys.
Monkey see, monkey don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But guys, the 100 monkey effect or the monkey syndrome, this is the new stuff. Our minds are coming together. 2021, guys. Let's look out. This is the fake news for 2021, baby.
He's back, people.
Free your mind, people. And the rest will follow. Yeah, thank you.
Be colorblind and don't be so shallow, as quoted by En Vogue in the 90s.
Oh, I never knew that second verse. I only heard that. I remember the first verse. So it's good.
Oh, Rachel. Yeah. It's a great song. You should really listen to the lyrics. Like, you know, listen to it the next time.
Okay.
Well, now that means it is time for Que lo que. Un, dos, tres.
But I'm going to start the que lo que es with giving much love to our peoples at Yero.com, the lifestyle and news platform for Latino men.
Right.
There is no denying 2020 was a tough year, but there were moments the Latinx community can be proud of. Visit Yero.com to see some of the most inspiring Latino moments of 2020. All right. Yero.com. Yeah. And as for me, just go to Jay Fern's Instagram, J_Fern's Twitter. Those are my socials. Who's next?
Frank!
All right, guys. Our people from Uptown Collective have some news. They have something to say. Last week, our neighbors at 7478 Post Avenue suffered a devastating fire. 35 adults and 16 children have been displaced, and many lost everything. We are blessed that no one was seriously hurt or injured. As these families begin to build back, we have come together to assist with basic necessities such as food, clothing, and furniture. Due to concerns with COVID-19, we are not taking material donations and instead ask our community to be as generous as possible. Given the hard financial realities we are all facing, during these difficult times. We only have each other to lean on. Your donation will go a long way in supporting these families. Please go to Uptown Collective for donation, guys. Thank you. Guys, in my Que Lo Que this week, I want to touch on some people that left this earth while the holidays were going on. Three artists that, you know, that I really love. The first one was Papo from Sandy Papo Group, Dominican group. Bopi was on our show a few weeks back. Maybe you guys want to, you know, hear that episode. And Papo left us during the holidays. We also lost Tito Rojas, El Gallo Salcero, you know.
Gallo.
El Gallo, man. So many hits, man. So many memories. It was amazing. And we also lost Adolfo Quiñones, Shabadoo, from Breaking. You guys remember him?
Yeah.
Breaking 1 and 2. He was on Soul Train also. He was huge, man, back in the 70s. He was a dancer. Then he went
Ozone.
Ozone, there you go, man. He was on Breaking 1 and 2. He broke so many barriers. I remember seeing him in the Red Zone, a club back in the days.
He, you know, broke down so many barriers.
Yeah, man. He was he was the only Latino with a whole bunch of African Americans. So he really stood out, and he broke so many barriers for us that, you know, we saw Latino in that scene, that breaking scene, that hip hop scene back in the day.
I always wanted a Breaking 3 to complete the trilogy.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, he broke a lot of barriers. I think he was from Chicago. I think he was a Puerto Rican brother and black. And he broke mad barriers. And I want to give mad love to those three people and many blessings and, you know, rest in peace.
Amen. Amen, Frank. Yeah. Well, we're here, people. 2021. We're going to make this podcast as special as we possibly can. We've been working our booties off to get to this point, and just know we are not done. There is a lot of fuel left in the caboose. We're going to let it loose with a lot of juice. Nice. Okay? In 2021, Latinos Out Loud is going to be even louder, but we also want to hear from you. We are asking you, the listener, to be loud yourselves. Let us know what you want to hear on these episodes. Give us a holler. We're here. We are a stone's throw away. Just hit us up at We Are Latinos Out Loud. You could email us if you want. I know 80s. We Are Latinos Out Loud at gmail.com. You could slide in either of these guys' DMs, okay?
Whoa.
Oh, wait, not Jamie. Not anymore. He's now officially off the marqueta. But holler at us and let us know the things that you want to see, hear, feel, all of that. And we want to thank you for your support thus far. I mean, 9 seasons, guys. It's not like a lot in terms of like elapsed time, but it sure is a lot as far as effort and growth, because every season we do try to one up. You know, so help us do that, listeners. Holler at us. Who are the guests that you want to see us interview? If you know somebody, if this one's your cousin, let us know. We'll bring them on the show and you'll get mad street cred. Okay. We love you. Follow at me at Rachel La Loca. And on that note, we are out.